Good afternoon and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Wednesday, the 8th of June. Dr. John Falzon, Chief Executive of the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Australia, has added his voice to the widespread criticism of the Australian government's plan to send 800 asylum seekers to Malaysia. 800 recently arrived asylum seekers will be sent to Malaysia in exchange for 4,000 processed refugees currently held in detention in Malaysia. The government has sold the arrangement as a way to stop people smugglers preying on the desperate. However, the UN and many other international organisations have condemned the plan as treating people like cattle. The asylum seekers include pregnant women and children. Dr. Falzon said in his statement, "We appreciate the Australian government has a responsibility to protect our borders, but this does not give it the licence to punish innocent people who are legitimately seeking a place of safety in our country." There are currently 6,730 people waiting in immigration detention, including 1,083 children. More than 600 of those children still await processing. An English cardinal has said that Ireland is a country that needs the prayers of Catholics around the world. English Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, who was part of the six-man team that just completed an audit of the church in Ireland, said it was a country he loves very much, but one that, quote, needs our prayers, and those prayers will be for the gift of the Spirit, for a real renewal of life and grace, and those things which the church gives, holiness, truth, and love. The apostolic visitation of the Irish Catholic Church was announced by Pope Benedict back in March of last year, following a series of scandals publicised by government reports on physical and sexual abuse in the Irish Church. On the 7th of June, the Vatican announced that the investigating team's reports were now with Rome and that an official response is expected by early 2012. The Church in Ireland has been through a horrendous time, and it's very hard to say there'll be an immediate recovery. It'll take time and it'll take good leadership. It'll take the gift of the Spirit and sincere repentance, said Cardinal Murphy O'Connor, who was born in England but whose parents were Irish. And you know, the church, they say, is always being reformed, always being renewed, and that'll happen in Ireland as well, he continued. It's happened in other parts of the church in other times in history, and I think it will happen in Ireland as well, but it will take time. An Episcopal parish in the Diocese of Washington has become the first in the United States to join the Catholic Church. The decision, announced yesterday by St. Luke's Bladensburg, which has around 100 members, follows the offer made by Pope Benedict XVI in 2009 to allow disaffected Anglicans to join the Catholic Church in groups while retaining elements of Anglican worship. The Episcopal Diocese last week agreed to allow the congregation to continue worshipping in the church with an option to purchase it after 3 years. Parish priest Father Mark Lewis said only one family had expressed reservations about making the transition. The proposed ordination of a Chinese bishop without Vatican approval has been postponed just 2 days before the ordination was scheduled to take place. A representative from Aid to the Church in Need told the Catholic news agency that the ordination has been postponed to an unspecified date. The ordination of Father Guan was set to take place at St. Joseph's Cathedral in the north of China this Thursday. Chinese government authorities were planning on making him a bishop despite having no approval from the Vatican and protests being raised by local Catholics. There were even reports that Father Guan himself did not want to be ordained. And finally, Hungary has approved a pro-life constitution. Here's Rome Reports with the story.
Since April, the country of Hungary has a new constitution. It highlights the country's Christian roots by stating that life begins at the moment of conception. It also says that all its citizens have a right to life and human dignity.
There are many debates in Europe on the values. What are the values of Europe? What do we believe in? And Hungary is giving a strong message that values such as family, life, Christianity are important.
These type of posters have been spotted throughout the capital. They show the image of an unborn child saying, "I understand that you're not ready to welcome me in your life, but give me to an adoption service. Let me live."
It shows that Europe is not only pro-abortion, post-modern. And this new constitution reinforces this positive approach of what is European culture.
Since the collapse of communism in the late 1980s, Hungary has been hoping for a new constitution. But some question the true motives. In Hungary, birth rates are low. They average about 1.3 per woman. But a ratio of 2.1 is needed to maintain the country's population afloat.
The critics mainly come from some NGOs, which often are based, not in Hungary at all, but it can be based in France or in UK or in United States. So it's critics from abroad.
As Hungary faces an economic, demographic, and cultural crisis, supporters hope this new constitution will strengthen the country and maybe motivate other nations to follow a similar pattern. As a first step, this government campaign is hoping to promote adoption instead of abortion.
And that's it for today's program. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.